Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 23rd of December 2023. Today's topic is, He thinks peace towards you. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 10 through 14. Verse 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Verse 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Verse 14. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Our memory verse today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The nations of the world are confronted with diverse problems and challenges. The health, educational, economic, and social conditions of many people are becoming unbearable. The World Health Organization in 2022 says that hypertension is a major cause of premature death worldwide. This majorly results from worry and anxiety about what, where, when, and how to surmount numerous challenges of life. Children of God also have to contend with all these issues, since they still live in the world. Amidst this quagmire, it gladdens one's heart to hear directly from the Almighty, the author of peace, that his thoughts towards his own are of peace and attainment of their desired goals. Obtaining this peace requires being a child of God, because the Bible declares that there is no peace for the wicked. Have you surrendered your life to Christ? Let the Prince of Peace rule your life, and you will experience peace day by day. Quote for the day: there is no peace for the wicked. The challenge for today is, have you surrendered your life to Christ? Prayer: Lord, let your peace rule my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.